After the war ended in 1945, I found that the whole hate campaign against the Jews, as I had experienced it, kept coming back to me. Some of the Nazi slogans had lodged deep in my unconscious. Things like, Jews aren't creative. Jews only do derivative work. Jews were said to need something on which to work because in themselves they were uncreative. Or the Nazis said, half-breeds are the absolute worst. They have the negative qualities of both sides. That weighed very heavily on me. For a long time, I felt I brought others unhappiness and bad luck. It was only much later on that I began to tell my story. And at first only because people asked me to. But I also don't want to happen what Hitler wanted. Namely, for people and entire groups of people to be condemned to forgetfulness. They were gassed, liquidated, and no one remembers them. I want to keep the memory of it alive. If you translate the English word remember back into German, you get a word that means to reintegrate. What I want to say is this. We've lost people who belong to us. For many years I suffered from two nightmares. In one of them, uniformed people are out to harm me. I want to run away, but I have no control over my legs. In the other nightmare, people in uniform are again out to harm me, and I want to scream. I open my mouth wide, but nothing comes out. Not a sound. Nothing. Since I started to tell my story, these dreams have stopped. So my storytelling has clearly had a therapeutic effect as well. Over and over again, I have tried to establish contact with the Jewish community, but it has been far from easy. Jewish people don't look on me as a Jew, but as a Christian, as someone who basically simply has nothing to do with Jewishness.